This is the Daily Update for Tuesday, October 31st, 2017. Happy Halloween to everyone out there. A report that the North Korean nuclear base that is in a tunnel under a mountain has collapsed, killing at least 200 people. There are fears that if the mountain completely collapses, it will send a radioactive cloud up in the air, much like a Chernobyl disaster or the Fukushima disaster in Japan. People are afraid. Kim Jong-un obviously doesn't care about his own people. China shares that border, and they're very close to that situation. They're upset. There's 100 million people living along that border. And also, Russia is upset about this whole thing. So, be careful what you ask for in North Korea. A Columbia University study says that depression rates are rising fast for U.S. teens. There's a rise in ages from 12 to 17, 8.7% in 2005, 12.7% in 2015. There were 607,520 people that took part in this survey, ages 12 and up. But basically, I think that this is a direct result in cell phone usage. You can see it. The evidence is out there. It's all about judgment. It's all about pressure. It is all about low self-esteem. So please, people out there, control your children when they're using those cell phones, because it's not doing them any good whatsoever. So the World Health Organization warns the world on a black plague epidemic in Madagascar that has now spread to over 9 African countries, including South Africa and the Seychelles. And these are big tourist areas. This plague, and what they call the pneumonic plague, which means it's a respiratory system attack, is only one airplane away from the U.S. So think about that. And in addition, the plague is spreading in part from a ritual in Madagascar where they dig up their dead relatives and dance with them, if you can imagine that. So there's 120 people dead so far, 1,400 that are ill, and doctors say that this is very different from what they have seen in the past. Of course, this plague has killed 50 million people back in the day in the 1300s, and much like the Spanish flu in 1918 that killed 100 million people, these things can go out of control in a pandemic situation. So we'll keep our eye on that, and prayers go out to people who are suffering from this. So today is Halloween. Halloween has a long tradition, over 2,000 years, originally known as Samhain. Or in other countries, they celebrate the Festival of the Dead, and then All Saints Day. It's actually a 3-day celebration. So people go out here in the U.S., they trick-or-treat, they look for candy, you know, they have fun, they have parties, everybody dresses up, you can be whatever you want. It is a $5 billion holiday in the U.S., second to Christmas. Maybe we'll take over Christmas one day. So enjoy your Halloween, be safe. Tune in to my show tonight, Discovery Paranormal, 9 p.m. Eastern on United Public Radio Network. I will be telling my select ghost stories from ghost hunts that I've done. I'm going to read a bunch of listener mail and answer questions that are ghost-related, and I think we'll have a good time. So, today is also Magic Day. Magic Day actually celebrates Harry Houdini back in the day, the first real known magician who died on Halloween in 1926 trying to escape one of his famous tricks. Today is the day we think about Harry Houdini and also magic and all the magicians out there that like to mystify people and entertain. Today is Caramel Apple Day. Caramel apples and Halloween go hand in hand. So basically, you take that Granny Smith apple, which is tart, and it's a great apple to use as a compliment with the caramel that you put on top of it. You dip it in that caramel, you let it sit, boom, candy apples, same thing. So have your caramel apple today. Today is National Doorbell Day. You know why? Because it's Halloween. People going to your door, ringing the doorbell, looking for some candy. Many doorbells these days play all different kinds of tunes. So maybe you guys have some kind of cool ghoulish Halloween tune you can set for your doorbell today. So today is also Knock Knock Joke Day. So in celebration for National Doorbell Day and Halloween, all that, I will say knock knock. Who's there? Orange. Aren't you? Aren't you going to let me in? So there you go. That's my knock knock joke for today. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Tuesday, October 31st, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 The Orleans, 104.7 in Pass Christian.